In a trend that Phoenicians know well, the Sonoran capital, Hermosillo, is growing quickly at the city's edges, and that has come with financial and environmental consequences. However, some officials and entrepreneurs are turning their gaze to the city center and see a more sustainable future in a denser, more diverse urban core. Such development could make the city center more attractive, not just to would-be foreign visitors, but also investors. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
In a spacious house in downtown Hermosillo, workers are scraping and rubbing paint from the walls, getting them ready for a fresh coat. The property is at the tail end of a transition from a family home to a co-working space, one that will also feature a salon, rooftop common area, tree-shaded patio, and other amenities.
Right now we're standing in what's going to be the coffee shop.
That's Jim Britton, a Canadian whose family's drilling business brought him to Mexico for the first time in the early 1990s. Now he's one of the backers of two major redevelopment projects along Boulevard Hidalgo that hint at a renewed interest in the Sonoran capital's urban core.
It's becoming this area where you've got a whole bunch of services basically under one roof, we'll call it. One roof being the neighborhood.
A stone's throw from the house is a brand new beer garden. A bit further is a soon-to-open boutique hotel. Some of Hermosillo's best restaurants are a short walk away, and a tree-lined pathway stretches east to Hermosillo's charming main plaza. Mixed in with the newer, higher-shelf spots are places like Melas, an affordable hole-in-the-wall with must-eat renditions of Sonoran culinary standards.
It'll be a zone, hopefully, that will be accessible to everyone in the city and anyone that's visiting us.
Like many American cities, Hermosillo's urban footprint is experiencing dramatic growth. In less than three decades, it more than doubled to roughly 70 square miles, and its rate of growth is now faster than the underlying population.
Eso obviamente pues trae graves consecuencias.
That's Guadalupe Peñuñuri, head of the municipal planning body. She says that pattern of growth has come with serious consequences for sustainability, financial, environmental, and otherwise. Providing basic services to farther-flung neighborhoods is getting more and more expensive, while city revenue isn't keeping pace. Outward expansion has also meant greater car dependency and a hollowing out of the center. But alternative approaches to growth, like taking advantage of existing low-density areas within the footprint, are gaining traction. The city recently developed a revitalization plan for a large swath of the historic city center. The idea is to rehabilitate the center and come to see it as not just a place for business, but also for living, working, innovation, and creativity, she says. There's talk of a student housing complex and a senior living center. Also on the table are incentives for developers, more flexible zoning, investment in public spaces, and the promotion of non-motorized transportation. While the city works on implementing its plan, other private projects are forging ahead. Perhaps the best known is Parque La Ruina, a food truck hub and music venue. Its name, The Ruin, comes from the long-abandoned textile factory that used to occupy part of the expansive property. Jose Luis de Champs, one of the park's young founders, is there getting dinner. A wireless buzzer tells him his tacos are ready.
Telephone aquí?
Sí.
Gracias. Taco, caramelo, and the caramelo light, because I'm on a diet, man.
In just a few years, La Ruina has become a local favorite. Free dance classes, movie screenings, music festivals, and diverse food options draw consistent crowds.
Because what we're trying to do is like build our own city, right? Like build the city in which we would like to live.
And for Deschamps, that means a city with a denser core, where getting together for food, fun, or business doesn't mean a long drive through Hermosillo traffic. The success of La Ruina has sparked other developments in a previously overlooked area near the city center. At Canadian developer Britton's other project, cafe customers are working and chatting in the outdoor seating area. The stately mansion now features several shops, a small restaurant, and spaces for yoga and meditation workshops. Several ASU students and staff are slated to be the first guests in the second-story Airbnb units.
Yo creo que ha habido como que un resurgimiento de parte de los jóvenes.
Freelance graphic designer Said Olivaria says such places are drawing more young people like him to the city center. But they also drew Jonathan Bell, owner of DynaPro, a mind pump manufacturer that will be based at Britton's co-working space. Having legal and accounting businesses they work with nearby was also a plus.
This is the area that we felt was the best with the development that's happening here in the center of the city, and it's kind of the center of everything for us here.
He says he and his employees are able to walk everywhere they need to go, and even from time to time hold what he calls walking meetings. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.